portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolly & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Frudenthal Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, and JC's Hardwood Floors. Thank you guys so much for your support and contribution to the Cliff Notes podcast. Now on to tonight's episode. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody here to the Cliff Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Clifton Grooms. I want to first of all want to send my apologies. We haven't had any podcast episodes for a little while. I've had some technical difficulties with my podcasting app, the one that I record my podcast on and create my podcast on. We got that all squared away now. Now we're on to making episodes again. On Wednesday night kicked off the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic at the St. Joseph Civic Arena. We got that kicked off with four games today at the Civic Arena. We're going to lead it off here with the nightcap, the main event of the night, which was the Central Boys against the Lafayette Boys at the end of the first quarter. In that one, Lafayette held a 14-3 lead after the first quarter. Lafayette was able to extend the lead to 13 at the half with a 24-11 score at halftime. Central did make a comeback there, getting the game within 4, 30-26 at the end of 3. But then Lafayette would clamp down on defense and get it going again on offense to hold off Central. 42-33 was the final score in that one. Lafayette is now 3-4 on the season. Central is now 4-6. We had the opportunity to catch up with the head coach of the Lafayette Fighting Irish, Kevin Bristol. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast. Final game of the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic Day 1 wrapping up. Lafayette Boys defeating the Central Boys in an inner city showdown. 42-33 was the final score in that one. We are here with Fighting Irish head coach Kevin Bristol. Coach, city rivalry, it's a good matchup. Two good boys teams. Thoughts on the game tonight?
That was a hard-fought game. It was a team effort. That's what we talked to the kids since Monday's game. That we need to come together and play as a team because we've been individuals out there and it looks like we only like playing with each other sometimes. So we have to come together and work together no matter if it's bad happening on court, things good coming on the court. We have to be one unit.
Coach, what you feel like you saw from your team, especially there in the first half? You guys came out guns blazing there, especially in that first quarter. What do you feel like you saw from your team? What contributed to that fast start?
I think we finally played at our pace. All right, a couple of these games this year, we've let people control what we've done, and we just played at our place. And especially when they got more aggressive, we stepped up and matched their aggression, and that was good to see because we haven't seen that all year.
Coach, talk about, obviously, you know, Central in that third quarter kind of clawed back into the game, got it within 4. They got it within 2 there at one point, but you were able to go and kind of turn it around there in that fourth quarter, kind of hold them off a little bit, hold off their rally. Talk about, you know, the differences in that from that third quarter to that fourth quarter.
We teach our kids that basketball is a game of runs, and a good team is going to have a run, but it's up to us how long that run lasts. And I think we did a good job of staying course and playing our game instead of getting caught up in their game. And that's what happened.
And Coach, I think, you know, obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, over and over again, you know, the roster that you had last season, lots of losses from last season, lots of new guys having to step up in new roles this year. Talk about where you feel like, you know, a win like this, where you feel like this team's at heading into the Neosho tournament coming up next week.
Definitely, it's going to be a long journey to replace those guys, but we just have to keep being us, and every day we step on the court, get better. I mean, going to Neosho is a real tough tournament, so we just have to keep growing. Even if it's a loss, we have to keep growing.
Coach, a good win for you guys tonight. Congratulations on the win. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me, and good luck to you guys in the Osho next week.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Lafayette was led in scoring by Antonio Williams with 11 points. Janelle Redmond added 8, and Kaizdon Robertson added 7 for the Fighting Irish. Markel Mayfield led the Indians with a game-high 12 points. All of his points came in the second half. Also, Amante Henderson added 10 points there for the Indians. The Indians also came up short in the girls' game as well, falling to Lafayette tonight by a score of 55-8. Fighting Irish just controlled the game tip to tip here. I'll tell you what an impressive start for the Lafayette girls. Ryan Madison comes back for the first time since 2018, and the Fighting Irish are now 5-1 on the season, though. They will play in the 12 Courts of Christmas tomorrow night against McDonald County there at the Hy-Vee Arena. Also tonight, Mid-Buck and Savannah squared off in a doubleheader. The Mid-Buck boys were able to defeat the Savages. 65-47 was the final score in that one. We caught up with the coach of the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, Bryce Kipper, after his big win over Savannah. And ladies and gentlemen, we're here on the Cliff Notes Podcast. We are still here at the Holiday Hoops Classic here at the Civic Arena. Mid-Buchanan boys picking up a 65-47 win over Savannah this evening. Dragon coach Bryce Kipper is with me right now. Coach, 3 in a row now for your team. Just talk about the win tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's a good win. You know, Savannah's a team that's really good offensively, so we knew we were going to have to come out there. And, you know, they play good defense as far as they're physical, and they really get after you. So we really wanted to try to handle the ball, take care of it, and I thought we did. We've got a young team, and we're slowly but surely getting better. We've just got to learn how to practice each and every day and show up and play and kind of find out about our team a little bit.
You know, just talk about, you know, the first half, it was a little bit more of a closer game, but, you know, started picking it up there in the third quarter, kind of started to kind of pull away a little bit. You know, what did you notice some of the differences that you guys were able to do from the first half to the second half?
You know, I thought the defensive intensity picked up a little bit and we started moving a little bit better. We kind of went to a little bit of kind of more of an aggressive but open defense in the first half. And second half, we really started to try to lock down on our guys and not leave as many guys open. I thought that helped us a lot.
You know, and this, you mentioned it. This is a young team. You always seem to find a way to make good with what you got, you know. So, three-game winning streak for you guys. Just talk about, you know, what you've been finding out from your team here during this stretch.
Well, you know, we've had some good fight. You know, you got a guy like Jackson Savage, who's a senior and came off the bench the last few games for us, and he's had some of the best basketball he's played for us. You know, that's the type of leadership you need right there, where you got a kid that could be, you know, complaining about it or be a baby about it, but he hasn't been. He's been a great leader and been doing good. And, you know, just a lot of young guys. I mean, we got 4 freshmen that played tonight, and some sophomores were on the floor, and there's going to be some ups and downs, but we just got to keep progressing one day at a time. And I think this group's doing it, and they're a fun group to coach. We just got to, you know, get more mature and start to learn.
This is first year playing on the Holiday Classic, you know. Just talk about, you know, just what the experience is like, you know, for the kids to be able to come out and do a place like the Civic Arena. You know, a lot of remodeling has been done, you know, a great event that Brett Easley and the Sports Commission put on. Just talk about, you know, the kids playing in an event like this.
Oh, this has been awesome. You know, Brett and his team have done a phenomenal job. I mean, they treat you like kings. We've been to state tournaments, and we've been treated as nicely here as you do at Final Four and stuff. So really neat thing that they do to get a play in this gym. I mean, I've coached a long time, and I've actually never coached in this gym. So it was kind of fun to go out there and do it. And they have done so many good little remodeling in here that just an awesome experience for the kids, for myself, and for the fans, really.
Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Always a nice stand-up class act. Always, Coach, thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Cliff.
A huge thank you to head coach Bryce Kipper for always joining us on the podcast. Dragons are 5-4 on the season. They were led in scoring by Jackson Savage and Ian Campbell. Both of them had 13 points apiece. Ian Wagika added 10, and Rafe Smith had 9 to lead the Dragons. Dragons are 5-4 on the season. Zayden Snap had 12 points to lead the Savages. Wyatt Jackson also added 11 points as well. Savages are now 3-4 on the season. But Savannah was able to pick up a win to kick off the Holiday Classic. In the girls matchup, Savages were able to win that one 36-32 was the final score. In that one, Miley Schrick led the scoring with 10 points. Ella Scott and Ryan Schrick also had 9 points as well. We also caught up with the head coach of the Savage Girls, Kirsten Banks, after their win over Mid-Buchanan. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast here at the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic at the Civic Arena, finishing off our first game. The Savannah girls defeating the Mid-Buchanan girls. 36-32 is the final score. We're here with Savage coach Kirsten Banks. Coach, picking up win number 3 on the year. Coach, just walk over your team's performance.
Yeah, we set a goal before the game. We wanted to hold them under 35. So we spent a lot of time just in practice and on our defensive principles and really sitting down and guarding, knowing our defensive assignments. So, you know, we were on pace after the first quarter. We were on pace after the second quarter. We were on pace after the third. And so it's really nice to see the girls really finish a game and just keep them under that.
The first quarter was a little bit slow, I think, for both teams. But you guys were able to kind of come alive there in that at second quarter and on, you know, just what was it? Was it more of a kind of a feeling out process, or was it something that Mid-Buck was doing, or, you know, what was it? What was the difference between the first and the second quarter?
I'd say it was probably a feel for the game. You know, this is a big arena. This is a big arena for our kids to play in. So they were all really excited to be here, but I think part of it takes some time. You know, they were jumping back and forth between a 2-3 and a man. So I think that first quarter we were just kind of adjusting to their man. And so we finally hit a few shots in the second quarter, and that really propelled us.
You know, this is a big event here. Second year of the Holiday Hoops Classic. I know you guys didn't get a chance to play here last year, but you know, how big is it for these girls to kind of get that experience, kind of to play in this arena?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. They really felt taken care of, so that's kudos to just Brett and everything that he's doing here. They walked in and talked about how cool it was, and you know, there were snacks and they got free accommodations and, you know, pizza after the game, and they were just really excited. And that sounds really small, but for a high school kid to really feel valued and important in a game that they're playing is just really cool for them.
You know, and then you got the LeBlanc Holiday Tournament next week. So you got about a week before we start heading into that. You know, that's a tournament where you guys kind of really got going last year. Just talk about, you know, where you feel like this team's at heading into that tournament next week.
Yeah, I think early in the season, at least in terms of practice, we're ahead of where we were last year. And so I think we're in the stage right now. We have to take games one at a time. And so I think if, you know, we see Richmond tomorrow and a loss in shootout. So we're super excited about that game. And then that gives us a little bit of time to prepare for the, you know, obviously have a Christmas break and enjoy time with our family, take a mental and physical rest. And we jump out, we see LeBlanc and North Andrew. The very first games in the tournament, so we're excited for that. We, you know, if we're going to do well in that tournament, we got to beat everybody, so we're excited for that opportunity.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you so much for joining me here, and we'll talk to you. Good luck to you tomorrow at the Lawson shootout there, and we'll talk to you next week at the LeBlanc tournament.
Thanks, Cliff.
Now, Mid-Buchanan was led in scoring by Avity Kinzora, who had 10 points. Maya Dillman and London Wilson both had 9. For the Dragons, Savages are 3-3 on the season. Dragons are 5-4. That will conclude our coverage of the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic Night 1. We do have some scores from a couple of other events going on throughout the area at the 12 Courts of Christmas in Hy-Vee Arena. We had a couple local teams play there on Wednesday. The Bishop of Blonde boys fall to Carthage 53-44 in the 12 Courts of Christmas. Also, Maryville girls falls to Van Buren 57-44. At the NCMC shootout at North Central Missouri College in Trenton, they had a shootout there. La Plata girls were able to defeat Gallatin 59-33. Gallatin boys were able to get one back over La Plata. They defeated them 68-33. Lathrop girls continuing their undefeated season, defeating Princeton 55-36. Princeton boys took overtime, but they defeated Penny tonight 64-59 was the final score in that one. Also, we're going to give you the schedule for Thursday. Couple more games at the Holiday Hoops Classic. We got 4. Couple doubleheaders there. North Platte will face East Atchison. And a doubleheader there, that will kick off at 3:30 with the girls and 5 p.m. for the boys. And the nightcap, Benton will face Columbia Battle all the way from Columbia. Benton girls will kick off at 6:30. Boys will tip off at 8 p.m. as well. Also, we got a big event in Lawson going on here. They have a Hoops for Hope going on all day Thursday. Games ranging from 1 o'clock to about 8:30 in Lawson there. That event will benefit breast cancer awareness for those who don't know. Lawson girls coach Lisa Glenn was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. She overcame that, and now they're doing some fundraising there for Triple Negative Breast Cancer, that foundation there. They're doing fundraising all day there. All the teams in the tournament are coached by women. That's a great, great deal there at Lawson. If you have the opportunity to get out there, I would definitely highly recommend doing that. Let's run down the schedule for that as well. For Thursday, East Buchanan will take on Crestridge at 1 p.m. Penny will take on Glasgow at 2:30. Savannah will take on Richmond at 4 p.m. Lawson versus Maryville at 5:30. And then a Class 6 matchup, Columbia Rockbridge, will face Lee Summit North at 7 p.m. there in Lawson. Also, a couple of other teams kicking off at the 12 Courts of Christmas on Thursday. The Cameron boys and girls have a doubleheader against Ewing Kaufman out of Kansas City. As we mentioned earlier, the Lafayette girls will be at the 12 Courts of Christmas as well. They will face McDonald County. And the West Platte girls and boys have a doubleheader against Kingsville there as well. That will go on in the latter part of the day there at Hy-Vee Arena at the 12 Courts of Christmas. Couple games going on at the NCMC shootout as well. Polo boys and girls will face Schuyler County. Also, Savannah boys will be making the track down there. They will be facing one of the best teams in Class 1 in Green City. Also, want to give a huge thank you also to Brett Easley and the St. Joseph Sports Commission for putting on the great event there at the Holiday Hoops Classic. Always a class act there, Brett is. And every event he runs is very, very class act and very, very does a great job to take care of not only me, but all the members of the media and everybody that works that there as well. Brett and the Sports Commission do a great job there taking care of that. We will be back there tomorrow for some more wall-to-wall coverage. Also want to thank Savannah girls coach Kirsten Banks, Mabuchanan coach Bryce Kemper, and Lafayette boys coach Kevin Bristol for joining me on the podcast. We will be back tomorrow night with interviews with the winners, and we will see you guys tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes.